Next case, please.
The next application is 11,822 Walter and Nancy Lathberry. Seek a variance from the side yard setback, sections 115-50D and 115-182B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Bethany Drive and Clover Lane in the Bethany Meadow subdivision. The 911 address is 33785 Bethany Drive, Frankfurt. The zoning district is HR2. The tax map is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 381. Specifically, they are asking for a 3.2-foot variance from the corner front yard setback. We did receive... Sorry. I have marked down one letter in support, an approval from the HOA, no letters in opposition, and 15 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Can you state your name and address for the record? And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And Mr. Chairman, I think you guys probably have in front of you a survey that shows the proposed porch. So I think the packet didn't have that in there before, so Mr. Cornwell got that for everybody.
Pass that one down. Okay.
Good evening. I'm Walter Lathberry. This house was bought and paid for and set in 1998. We rented it as a property until my health failed, and we sold our other property and moved downsized.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I can't get out in the yard anymore, so I need the porch. And I got the contractor, and he said it can only be 5.8 foot wide, which didn't seem cost efficient. And he said I need a variance. So I've come to see you people. I'm asking for 3.2 foot. The lot is an irregular size shape, considered a narrow lot, and it's also a corner lot. The question to you, the situation is that the variance is for a front porch, which would be the only place to build due to the fact the front of the house is on a corner, which has a 15-foot setback instead of a 10-foot setback. With a 10-foot variance, I wouldn't require the variance. I'm on constant oxygen, and it would make it easier entering the house if I had a step-down porch. To question three, due to the shape of the property and the position of the house, the porch can only be put on the front of the house. The parcel is under 9,400 square foot, which is considered small. Question four, the variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The porch will be in between the existing sidewalk. On the drawing, the location of the porch will not unhinge the view of coming and going traffic.
Thank you.
Bethany Drive or Clover. There has been one other porch on Clover, and it had its invariance approved. Going to number five. If authorized, it would represent the least possible variance. We are asking a 3.2 foot variance from the required front, the 15 foot required. When I put the porch on, I plan on changing the slant of the roof from the roof to the porch so we don't have a gaping different lines coming down the house to affect the neighborhood.
You have a picture there of what we have, the house, and we're just asking for this porch out front. And being a corner lot, the only other people that really see it are the people across the street. They have a porch, and they have written the letter center. And I went to the HOA, and there, as she said, there was everyone... You know, they approved it, and there were no objections to it. And I just think with our age and our disability that if we end up with a wheelchair that we have to use on the porch, that's another reason we would like it to be a little wider than what it is right, you know, what we are asking for.
Okay. You know, does what it, we're you use a wheelchair now?
Sometimes. Bad days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions. We'll start down there with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
So you believe this porch in the future will help you with your access and your to your home?
I believe it would, because I'll have it down the steps. I went through the garage at four steps. It's four steps in front. I can reduce it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Are you making the handicap usable? I mean, you do it.
Am I going to make it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best. I'll have the contractor do that.
Okay. I didn't know if you just adding on to it or I'll make it handicap.
Handicap accessible?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a doorway put on the end of the porch where I can put the ramp up to it, correct? Is that considered what you're...
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Another question.
Just a couple. I presume that the edge of paving, do you know where the edge of paving is on Bethany Drive? Does your... In relation to the property line, is it right on the property line, or does
pavement?
Does your yard extend further than your property line before you reach pavement, or is the pavement right at the property line?
They're measuring that variance from the edge of the blacktop highway or road.
Mm-hmm. Well, the variance is measured from your property line. What I'm curious about is whether the property line matches with the edge of paving, or if there's a...
It does.
Okay. And how about visibility on Bethany Drive? Do you believe it'll impair any visibility of people traveling on that road?
No. The house is set back about 25 foot from Clover. It's the 20 plus foot.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
See, that's what I was wondering about. See the edge of paving. It was, now, that's not exact.
I was going to say.
But I didn't know if your edge of paving matched up to your property line. See, that's showing a bit of a gap. But sometimes we'll...
The edge of the road is the property line.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That clarifies that point.
All right.
Is Bethany Drive the one that most people drive on, or is it...
Yes, Bethany Drive is the entrance. This is the entrance back here to the rest of the development.
Okay.
There's a pool over there, and condos all over there. So it's a very small area back here.
Start the house.
The porch will be about 3 foot inside of the sidewalk if I get the 9 foot, or the 3.2.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11822. The applicant has addressed the criteria for granting a variance. Uniqueness of the property is certainly apparent the way it's shaped. And he's looking at a 15-foot side yard setback, which will necessitate a variance. And he so stated that if he thought it was 10 feet, he would have something else. Can otherwise be developed. The variance request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, which he's looking for a handicapped access to the porch. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, not alter the central character in the neighborhood. That certainly is. Those porches are out there around the neighborhood. He's so depicted that. And it's the minimum variance that being requested.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard, second by Mr. Workman that we approve, case number 11,822. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,822 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your time.